Devotion Daily. What's up, everybody? My name's Garrett. I'm reading, let me introduce this a little bit. I want to start reading a few chapters each day to you guys. Hopefully you can follow along with me, maybe with different versions, and let me know, you know, different words or things you found to be interesting in each version. And of the Bible, obviously. And I'm going to start from Genesis 1 and hopefully work our way through Revelation. Well, I believe there's 22 chapters, but I don't know. Let me check. Anyway, while I find this today, I am reading from the ESV. I might switch up the versions a little. Let me know what you guys want. Yep, 22. So Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. And then we'll start something new. So before we start, I'm going to pray over this reading. Dear Father, I just pray that you bless this reading. You bless our ears to hear what you want us to. I pray that you bless the hearers, and in Jesus' name, amen. That's simple, folks, you know. All right, Genesis 1. I'm sure many of you have heard it and know it very well, but here we go. Let's start from the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And also, you guys, I just, sorry to interrupt right in the middle of the reading. I'm gonna probably read a chapter to three or four, and I'll probably do a little bit of discussion during it as well. So, I'm not sure what all I can do with this, but I'd like to, have a little bit of discussion when I find things that are interesting or something I want to highlight. I'll let you guys know as well, so it's not just, a normal read-through, because there's plenty of that everywhere. So, let's continue. Sorry about that. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seeds, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which their seed, each according to its kind. In which is their seed. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas. And let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created them, male and female he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So you see, on the sixth day, after he creates humans, and after he looks at everything he created, he says, it was very good. I'm sure you've all noticed that before. So there's Genesis 1. I'd love to have discussion. I also challenge you this week, or this day, whenever you want, to try and memorize, you know, not memorize Genesis 1, obviously, that's a lot of scripture, but like, what, in order, which days God did what. So, thanks, please give me feedback, and I pray you have a blessed day, and God bless. Amen.